Greetings, everyone. I think Mr. Talk is having some technical problems. This is Ngoni Au. We're going to start the show in just a few minutes. Hopefully, he'll be able to get his problems worked out. We have a guest speaker with us today, a herbalist. And if you'll just be patient and give us a few minutes to see if Mr. Talk can work his problems out, and we'll be right with you. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and start the music for today, and we'll go from there. Okay, thank you for coming.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
This broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
3, 4.
We'll be right back. situation. I don't care about my reputation. Give me a freaky, kinky nation with a dose of female population. I can deal with that situation. I don't care about my reputation.
Journey into sound.
Crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wind me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, be to me, either amuse me or hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me, kid, love me, best way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry.
Well, folks, it looks like we may have lost Mr. Talk again. So what we'll do is go ahead and let you know that we have a guest with us today, Ms. Bender. She's a herbalist, and we're going to bring her on in just a moment. But before we do, I would like to welcome everybody, and thanks for your patience. I guess there's bad weather all over the place, and that must affect the ISPs and communications. So welcome, enjoying life, guests, 1486, guest 1513, 1542, 1630, Michelle, and we have open mic in the house, and Mr. Pianchi. So let me just go ahead and start off by saying that Mr. Talk usually likes to give a little African history, since this is February and that's Black History. So the first quote of the day is an African proverb. It's an Akan proverb. It's wisdom is like a baobab tree. No one individual can embrace it. And then we have, there is no conversation more boring than the one where everybody agrees. And last but not least, you have your ideology and I have mine. So that's just a little bit to get us started. And usually Mr. Talk and I have a little conversation. So if anybody would like to call in and give their thoughts about the opening quotes of the day, well, that would just be wonderful. In the meantime, I think Mr. Talk, since the guest speaker has been holding for a while, I'm going to go ahead and introduce her and get started. She's going to be with us the first hour. Ms. Bender, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Welcome. I don't know how to pronounce your first name. Please help me. I don't want to crucify it.
My name is Michelle.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you very much for being with us. I'm just going to give you the floor because Mr. Talk has spoken with you. So just go right ahead and do your presentation. And Mr. Talk is still having problems technically. So just make yourself at home and enlighten us, please.
Okay, well, I'm pleased to be with you all today. My name is Michelle Bender, and I own a shop called My Divine Delivery Custom Herbal Tea Shop. I've been an herbalist for 7 years, and I feel like I was born to do this. And I can tell you more about that if you ask or if you really want to know. But what I do is custom herbal tea blending. People come to me, they sit down, we talk about your health and wellness needs, and I create for you basically therapy in a cup. So I put together all the herbs that you will need to help accomplish your goals, whether it's to help with spiritual things or physical things or pretty much anything that you could imagine. I believe there's an herb for that.
Well, thank you. That's very, do you have a website that I can put in the chat room for our guests?
Yes, and I must warn the guests, the website is kind of under construction. I'm good at herbs, but not so much at websites. So I've been working on it. So if anyone's good at that, they're free to lend me some advice. However, the website is my, M-Y, divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, delivery, D-E-L-I-V-E-R-Y.com, mydivinedelivery.com.
Thank you so much. I'll put that in the chat room. And I had always thought that tea was a medicine that is used, well, medicine is probably the wrong word to use, a herb that was used for patients when they were ailing and they didn't have an appetite. Is that correct, Ms. Bender?
Well, you could use herbs and tea in many different ways. You can use it for appetite or for getting extra nutrients and vitamins into someone's system when eating is not something that they prefer or can tolerate.
Yes, ma'am.
So talk about the difference between tea and an herbal blend, which is a tisane, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When you think of tea, you should think Camellia sinensis. Anytime your drink comes from that plant, Camellia sinensis, that is actually tea. So black tea, white tea, green tea, orange peco, lapsang sanchong, and the list goes on and on. You are referring to, or you can technically just say tea, okay, because that all comes from the same plant. the name changes based on the season it was harvested and the region it was grown in, and then the process it underwent after harvest. Okay? What Now, I carry a variety of organic teas in my shop, but what I work with the most when I'm working with my clients are more commonly referred to as tisanes, okay, because those are herbs. And if it's not Camellia sinensis, it's a tisane or an herbal blend. And herbal blends are generally enjoyed and consumed for both pleasure, medicinal purposes, and for a purpose, okay? But that's important to know, because when you mentioned drinking a tea for nutritional value and that sort of thing, it's good to refer to an herb for that.
Yes. So are these teas grown in other countries, or are you growing them yourself?
I do grow some herbs. The majority of the herbs I carry are 100% organic, and they are actually sourced from around the world, because it's important to have herbs that are picked and grown in the right environment where they thrive and will be of most value.
I see. So I don't know too much about herbs, Ms. Bender, so I'm not really qualified to even ask you an intelligent question about what you do. So if you said that they have health benefits, and is there something like, for instance, your nerves or high blood pressure or anything like that? Do they treat those kind of things?
Yes. As I'm not a doctor, and technically I can't say we treat anything because I'm an herbalist, but what I do what we can do with herbs is create heart health, okay? And when I do that, I try, you know, if someone were to come to me and say, hey, I was diagnosed by my doctor with high blood pressure, poor circulation, or anything related to the heart and what makes it function properly, then I'm going to use herbs that are adaptogens for the heart. And one of my favorite herbs for that purpose would be hawthorn. Hawthorn is an adaptogen, and if your blood pressure is too high, it'll bring it down, and if it's too low, it will bring it up. Another thing you can consider about herbs are that herbs are used to help build your immune system. And unlike conventional medicine, oh, did you have a question?
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. And so with herbs, you're going to use it to nourish, to strengthen, and to build the functions of your body system can take over and function properly. Unlike with conventional medicine, generally, they're designed to do the work of your body, to do the work for your body. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's kind of they work differently to accomplish the same thing.
Very good. Now, I understand that there are forces working trying to make it possible that we have to have prescriptions for herbs. Have you encountered anything like that in your – you said 7 years you've been doing this?
Yes. Basically, there's two types – well, there's an herbal community, okay. In some places in the world, you can go, like, such as Germany – and other places in China, Japan, you can go and have herbal medicine prescribed to you right alongside your prescription medicine. Like individuals can go to the pharmacy for their herbal preparations. Here in the United States, herbal preparations are not as regulated. There are some companies that would like to see it more regulated, and others of us would like to see it pretty much left alone.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel like herbal applications should be easily accessible because they have always been accessible to mankind from the beginning of creation. And
yes.
I think it would be a tragedy to see it so commercialized or so regulated that we did not have easy access to it. When herbal healing is every human being's right and tradition.
I agree.
Okay.
That would be a great... Is that you, Mr. Talk?
Yeah, that's me. I finally made it. I finally made it.
Great.
Oh. I finally made it, man. I tell you, this technical difficulty stuff is just crazy. Oh, Lord. But I'm here now, y'all. And welcome, Mikhail, and thank you for joining us today. What's up, Pete? Out in the chat room. Everybody on the switchboard? Yes, Mr. Talk is here. And I've been listening. And, Mikhail, I want to ask you something. You know, as far as herbs, and you mentioned healing. So is there a particular herb for any particular ailments, or do you, like, combine them to help someone with, say, high blood pressure or, you know, sexual problems? Are there specific herbs that help with that people can actually get?
Yes, yes, and yes, and yes. You asked a lot of
okay.
You asked a lot of questions there, and all the answers were yes. There are some herbs that are considered specific. So you meant your first question was, do you always combine questions or, I mean, not questions, but herbs are used in singly. Herbs that are specifics, such as eyebright, function very well on its own, and so it's often used alone for the eyes, for eye health, okay? But that same herb can be used in blends for sinus issues, eyes, nose, and throat. So I will use it in conjunction with blends that are for your allergies or for colds or anything that has to do with the sinus cavity, right?
Okay,
your next question was about blends, okay? I believe, herbs have compounding value, okay? Meaning one herb can be good for many things, but two herbs can be good for many things multiplied to in the hundredth, you know? Just so when you combine the herbs in certain ways, you can be supporting the function of another herb or enhancing the quality of one or toning down the effects of one so that something can balance out. And I'll give you an example of that. I have a blend that I call willpower. You ever have days where you wake up where you're just, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. I feel like I didn't sleep. Or you stayed up overnight and you're so exhausted, but you look at your day book and you still have 100 things to do, and going back to bed is absolutely not an option?
Yeah, I had those days. Yes.
Okay, so what you need to go through that day basically is a lot of willpower, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, do you ever have days where you meet people where they're just like, I have so much energy all the time, I'm self-diagnosed, ADD, I am just, they're just up and down, and they just cannot relax. So their energy is good. It gets them through a day of doing whatever it is they want to do, but at nighttime they don't have peace because they can't turn their brain off. You ever met someone like that?
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah.
Okay, well, I call that, I consider that a willpower issue or a need for to be super normal, okay? So energy, I consider not so much the issue as so much the need to be able to adapt to your surroundings. So that's called creating super normal. And in my blend called willpower, that's what I do. Now, the first time I created this blend, I used a lot of important adaptogens that totally helped and fixed the problem. But the problem that I ran into after I was done was after about 5 to 7 hours. As soon as that blend wore off, there was a crash effect. Like you just, immediately went back to your original state. And that is called a crash. And I personally am not a fan of a crash because what if you still got stuff to do, right?
Right.
So,
as
an herbalist, or as a person who takes what I do very seriously, I said, oh, no, we've got to get rid of the crash, all right? In that case, I added another herb called passion flower to this blend, okay? Well, passion flower was completely able to remove the crash. Now, the normal use of passion flower in my practice is a prayer for peace, okay, and it calms stress and anxiety. But the way it functioned in this particular blend is it made it so as the blend kind of wore off, it was more gradual. And so you were just left in a state of peace of mind as opposed to a full-out crash like, oh, what am I going to do? So, that's an example of how blends work. They can work to help your body adapt to the stress that it's under, and that adaptation could give you more energy, or it could help you to calm down and go to sleep. And it can blends can alleviate all sorts of conditions or states of mind. Another question you had was about. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, another thing you mentioned was sexual issues, like libido, lack of desire, those type of things. There are many herbs that can help in that department. One of my favorite herbs to use is an herb called Damiana. Okay? What Damiana does for you, it doesn't work like wine where as soon as you drink it or take it, you can feel a rush to your genitals. It doesn't work like that. The way it works is you drink it, and then you go to sleep. Okay? The reason we have poor libido is because our bodies are not rested. Okay? Our minds are not at peace. Our nutrition is not so great, all right? So, you would take, you drink Damiana, you go to sleep, and while you sleep, it'll put your mind in a state where you're more prone to think about it, all right? So, we know that our mind has lots of powers. You know, and if you're relaxed and you're thinking about it and you're more interested in doing it and you wake up, you'll probably get that good morning fun, we'll just say. So you're more prone to have a good time in the middle of the night or in the morning. And for women, it's more likely to be more enjoyable for them, or for men as well. But a lot of women, they experience that it's just not that enjoyable, the sensation. So it increases the sensation or the enjoyableness of your encounter. So any more questions about that?
Well, no, I think you pretty much covered it. You know, so basically when you're talking about herbs, there's no set recipe as far as this herb be added with this herb and this. So you can always adjust your herbs according to what the person needs. Is that true?
That's what I do, yes. in general, I prefer to do custom blends since basically you could go to the store and grab anything off the shelf. But the difference between that blend working for you or not is all the individual factors that you have going on in your life and your body. You know, so that's why I prefer custom blends over just having someone grab something. But I do have some tried and true blends. And the way a blend for me, to me, becomes a tried and true is if I sit down with a focus group of people to discuss a topic and we go over the ins and outs of the situation or the condition, and I've researched it, and then I try it. I create the blend the same way each time and try it with different people across the spectrum that would deal with that condition. And if it works for 9 out of 10 of them, then it can be qualified as a tried and true. And some examples of that is my menopause formula. And
okay.
It's called Zero Hot Flashes. And it's designed for women, of course, going through the menopause period. And when you're going through the menopause period, I mean, there's more things that can happen to you and your body other than hot flashes. You know, some women have hair, skin, and nail issues, extreme mood swings, hot flashes, libido issues, weight gain. Let's see, energy, fluctuating energy levels, inability to digest your food well. So there's a lot of things that happens during the particular menopause period that I address through that Zero Hot Flashes tea. And it's a tried and true because I've used the same formula for many women that's going through different stages of the menopause period, and it's been effective.
Okay. Wow. Now, let me ask this question. I'm sure a lot of them want to ask it. Hey, if y'all got a question for Mikhail, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. We have her for about another 20 minutes, so... Hey, if y'all got any questions, give us a call and ask her personally. Hey, she is an herbalist. She says she's an herbalist, so nothing I just made up. Now, in today's society, you know, doctors have a tendency to place a lot of individuals on medication that they really do not need. So have you had anyone that had been put on a lot of medication and came to you and taken some of your herbal mixes and has come back and said they've stopped taking the medication because your herbs have helped make the condition they supposedly had better?
Yes, I've had many clients in that type of situation. I never advise my clients to stop taking their medication without their doctor's consent. One example is I have a client in Virginia, and she came to visit me before she moved, and we created a custom blend for her to help with various issues. Since I hadn't talked to her in advance, I don't want to say what her issues were. But we created a blend to help with those issues. And she contacted me about 6 months later and told me that she went to her doctor and she had all kinds of tests wrong, and everything that was wrong before, they said she was in perfect health and she was good to go. And the doctor didn't see any need to keep her on any of her medication. They couldn't basically give her a shot for anything, couldn't prescribe her anything because everything was normal. And she said that all that she had done is continued to take her tea and follow the advice that I had given her to get her weight under control and that sort of thing, and she was good to go. And I have another client that I've been working with, and this is not an example of a client getting off of their medication, but this is an example of the herbals working with someone's medication, okay? This client came to me, we met at a farmer's market, and she told me that She has thyroid issues. She no longer had a thyroid, and her thyroxine, her medication, was not working properly. It was fluctuating every month, and she had been dealing with this for several months. And every time she went, the doctor had to change it, and she was really concerned about that because she was gaining weight. Well, she came, and we created a tea to just bring balance to her hormones. And I didn't do that by wanting to try to support the thyroid, but I looked at the other organs that affect the hormones, such as your pituitary glands and your adrenals, and did use herbs that supported her health in that way. And basically, her next visit to the doctor, everything was in the range, the normal range, where the doctor wanted to see it, where she could continue to take her medication, her thyroxine, which she has to take because she doesn't have a thyroid, okay? So now her medication doesn't fluctuate. Everything stays normal, and she doesn't have to keep getting things changed, and she feels a lot better. And she's been my client now for 2 years. So,
all right.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes, so this depending on what the goal is when clients come to see me, whether the goal is to stay on their medication and help it to work more efficient, or if their goal is to get off of their medication to help their body function more efficiently on its own, or something else, I work with what your goals are.
All right. So, and I know there's a lot of people out here thinking this right about now, so I'm going to ask it for them. Is there any herbs that, I guess you say, help with healthy weight loss? Nothing that, you know, that's going to be a fad or anything, something that they continue to take that, you know, won't harm them but help them constantly drop weight?
Yes and no, okay? And I answer it like that is because I used to be 196 pounds, and now I'm about 130 pounds. And in my process of weight loss, I've learned that there's not one magic pill that you should try to take. But there's a weight loss process and a journey that if you learn that, which is what I teach, you can have a stress-free weight loss regimen that will work in your lifestyle. So, like, I offer a program called Love Bites. And with the program, when someone comes to me and they do their private consultation, we look at their lifestyle and everything that they do. I create them a tea that's nourishing, okay? That helps with detox, that helps nourish the body, and help correct any underlying issues that they may have that would prevent weight loss, okay? So that's what they tea would do. Mm-hmm. And then we continue to work together for the next 2 months to develop their lifestyle, which is important because if you really want to be successful at losing weight and keeping it off, you should learn how to properly combine your food so that you can have good digestion. You should learn what are the things that keep weight on versus what are the things that automatically keep things off, how to deal with stress, and a few other things. So what I do with any client who comes to me for weight loss, I make sure that they have their tea, they know how to drink it for weight loss purposes, which is different from regular. And also that during that 2 months time frame, we learn, I work with them so that they learn how to modify their lifestyle so they don't have to constantly worry about their weight. Did that answer your question?
Yes, that is more than answered my question. And I'm sure you answered a lot of other questions out there that's listening. So, you know, that is great. That is great. Now, you know, I understand you got to get out of here real shortly. So I guess with your products that you do sell, You say you do personal consultations. So how would you do that if they were in another state? And do you ship? And if so, you know, how does all that work?
Yes, I do ship my products anywhere around the world or across the United States. And what we would do is we'd have a telephone consultation. Just do regular phone. We could do Skype. I really like to see my clients. So if you have an iPhone, we can also do FaceTime. That way I can see you, you can see me, and I can ask the questions. I do a health assessment, so I'll send that to you in advance of our appointment so I have an idea of where we're going. And then we go from there.
All right. That is great. And, you know, I have to tell y'all, I have some tea. I've got some herbs from her, and they work perfectly for me, you know. And it's some good stuff. And, you know, y'all know how I am. I don't do nothing unless I try it first. So this young lady is doing wonderful things, and I highly encourage you, if you want to try some of it, contact with her. Get in contact with her. Her website is www.mydivinedelivery.com. You know, as she said, it's still under construction, but she does, you know, have things up there for you to get in contact with her. Let me bring my co-host in and see if she has any last questions for you. Co-host, you got any questions?
No.
Go ahead.
Really enjoyed her presentation. I don't have any questions to ask. I thank you for informing us. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me. And I do have a little bit of extra time.
Okay.
This really just dawned on me that we're on a phone. How cool is that? I can leave without hanging up.
Wonderful.
That's a great thing. Yeah.
I am curious. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Talk. I just had a question pop in my mind. I am curious about whether you recommend, Ms. Bender, that tea is something that you continue over your lifetime, or is it just to take care of certain issues that you may have for a time, or how do you recommend that?
Well, I think that tea is something you pretty much continue for a lifetime, but you may not use the same blend your whole life. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, there may be times where you're working on something specific. You know, that word always chokes me up. There may be times where you're working on something specific. Help me out.
Specific.
Yeah.
Yes. There may be times where you're doing that, and then there's other times where you just want to nourish your body.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so therefore, the beauty of a custom blend is you can get something for both purposes. And once, like, something that one thing that you were working on is dealt with, then you would just use your tea for maintenance purposes, you know,
yeah,
or just for enjoyment.
Yes, I don't have any specific issues, so that's why I was, you know, wondering if, like, if there's certain blend that you would just take for nutritional value or just, in, like you said, enhancing your health.
Yeah, like, okay, do you ever have nights where, do you ever have nights or days where they were just totally stressful, where you just really want to take the edge off, but dang, it has to be legal?
No, I'm ornery, so I don't get stressed out.
No, what did you say?
I don't get stressed out. I know how to relieve stress.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, well, for sometimes when people, sorry. Sometimes when people get stressed out and they just kind of want to relax at night and kind of go to sleep or just have a break, I have a blend that's for that. And if anyone has any more questions or want to know any more about that, I'd be glad to tell you.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
No, I just said yes, please. Continue.
Okay, so I have a blend that I call it 10 Minutes for Mom. And 10 Minutes for Mom is a blend that you take when you just really feel like pulling your hair out, but it's just, you know, it's not the right thing to do. You're going to regret that. And 10 Minutes for Mom, just, you'll drink it, and it just makes you feel like, oh, I can do this. This is great. If the kids are, like, painting the walls, you might want to tell them they missed a spot. It's just really going to take the edge off. But that blend also helps with your hormones. It's going to help with cramps, acid reflux, all kinds of things. But most of it's going to nourish all your female organs. It's going to help with your circulation. But most of all, it's just going to make you feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a similar blend like that that's not for moms. That's for anyone. We use this on the date nights, or sometimes I just call it just to take the edge off. And it just functions like that. It takes the edge off so that you're not just wound up tight and you're able to enjoy your life and de-stress. That is definitely an evening blend. I don't recommend that anyone drink it at work because, you know, you might say something to someone that's been stressing you out that, you know, you'll be glad you did, but they won't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't recommend it at work. But on the contrary, for a nice daytime nourishing blend that gives you, like, all your vitamins, like multivitamin-type purpose blend,
mm-hmm.
That strengthens the immune system and just keeps you feeling good and full of life and full of energy. I have a blend that I call Health Insurance, and it does just that. It tastes really nice. It gives you all your vitamins and minerals, and you can enjoy that throughout the day. And you don't have to be sick or have an issue to deal with to enjoy a blend like that.
Well, that's very interesting. Do you any of your clients develop a dependency on these herbs?
Not that I've found. The most I've noticed is, like, I just have clients that just enjoy coming to get their tea.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, a dependency, like, drug, per se. Like, mm-hmm. if they ran out of money and they didn't, or whatever, or time, and they didn't want to pick up their tea, they would be fine. At most, they would be the way they were before. I mean, I can't imagine anything. There's no adverse reaction to not taking your tea, depending on what you came for.
Mm-hmm.
Another good use of the herbs are for cooking, or even tea is good for cooking as well. So I have some teas that I recommend for that purpose, and that way you're able to get those nutrients into your food and still enjoy the herbs.
Could you give an example of what you would put tea in, like, for instance, greens or something like that?
Yes. I have a tea. Now, this is not an herb. It's a tea. It's from the Camellia sinensis plant. It's called Lapsang Shanchong. And that tea is smoked, okay? And it is so good. It's great for your digestion and just tastes really good. And I use it actually to smoke or bake my chicken, okay? So you get a turkey rack. You know how you have the pan and you put the turkey rack in so that the meat doesn't sit all the way on the bottom?
Yes.
So imagine that, all right? And then you lay your chicken on it after you've rubbed it down with other herbs like thyme or basil, rosemary, pepper, whatever herbs you want, right? Oregano. And then I take the lapsang sanchong, and I boil it a little bit, and then I pour it down in the bottom of the pan, and then I also rub the chicken with some of the tea directly. And then I'll cover the top of that with cabbage leaves and then bake it. And your house smells so aromatic. You smell that like you're barbecuing on a grill. So it'll smell like, you know, you smoked your chicken, and it tastes really good and flavorful. And that also works on salmon and brisket. I've used it on all three of those meats, and it's come out great. And
are you there? I hear you now.
Okay, where was I? I don't know how much I was talking before it hung up. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I had muted myself. I'm sorry. No, we do it all the time. But I was telling them about the herbs that I have called Divine Perspective. So can you tell them what that would be used for?
Okay. I don't have your blend in front of me.
It has catnip, passion flower, lavender, sage, and bromi. And that's how you pronounce it. Yeah.
All right. So Divine Perspective, with that combination of herbs, one, it would help you to relax and calm your nerves. It would help you to retain your information, like to improve your memory. Bromi helps with retention of new information. And it's also a great herb for Alzheimer's patients to help them maintain the memory that they have and to help them relearn new things as their memory is being restored. And sage.
Okay.
And sage itself is for clarity. So when you have a lot of things going on, it helps them just kind of clear out the confusion so that you can focus in on what it is you want and need to do and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay. That's Divine Perspective. So,
that's the herb that I have. Yes,
ma'am. So, I'm going to ask you a question. When you drink your tea, are you experiencing any improvements in your memory? Do you feel more clear, more relaxed? How do you feel?
Actually, I do. I actually do all of that. In fact, I'm drinking some as we're talking. So... So, yes, I really do. I sure do.
Catnip in your blend, that's the blend that really just kind of keeps people upbeat. You know, it's just like, it doesn't matter. I'm good. It doesn't matter. Like, if you're drinking catnip, something could be burning down, and you'd be like, just put it out. It'll be okay.
All right. So now y'all know my secret why I'm always happy.
Yeah. I did have a client actually tell me a story about, they said that their particular catnip blend that they were on saved their marriage. The husband was on a catnip blend, and the wife was on a blend that I call Valerian Vibe. Now, Valerian and catnip accomplish the same thing, but they work for different types of people, people with different constitutions. Okay, and I'll get into that in a minute. But, okay, so the wife, she drinks Valerian Vibe. Just, when she drinks it, she's chilled out. It's like her defenses are just kind of down, and her husband is more relaxed, and they can just get more close to each other, interact with each other without arguing. It's like whatever you want, it's okay, mutually. So they say it saved their marriage. But one night they were drinking their tea and smoking their tea in a hookah, which some people do that. So they were really enjoying themselves. And I guess the hookah or something, maybe the smoking of the tea, whatever, it tipped over and their couch caught on fire. Yeah, and they just kind of put it out and continued on their merry way that night. You know, and I remember when I came on, and like they were trying to cover it with a throw, you know, the spot on their couch. And these are going to be, like, particular, meticulous people. Like, everything stays in order. And if they're stressed, you wouldn't know it because they typically hold it together, you know? And so the idea of, like, a burn mark on their couch would really drive them nuts under any other circumstance. But because it happened under the influence of their tea, when they see that mark on their couch, they're just reminded of the good time they were having. So, I mean, so my clients have had lots of experiences, memorable experiences that they tell me about, and I'm always happy and proud for them.
See, that's a great thing. That really is. And like I always say, you know, I don't, you know, talk about something that I haven't tried. And like I said, I'm drinking some tea right now, some herbal tea right now that I did purchase from you. And I'm, hey, y'all, I'm telling you, what she says is true. Yeah, I mean, it really is. You know, you know, whatever you want, she's got it. You know what I'm saying? She's got it. All right, so, oh, man. And no, you know, oh, I ain't even going to address that. But, you know, I think, you know, when I was introduced to you, I had my my skepticism about it. But now that I'm taking it, I really understand how well herbs work for you. So I want to say you're doing a wonderful job, and you know, keep it up, keep it up. You know.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Those that's listening or in the chat room. Hey, if you're looking for some herbs or something like that and to help you a little bit, hey, this is the lady to talk to right here. I mean, she's got whatever you need. All that you need to do is let her know, and you'll be hot and popping. You know, just go to her website, www.mydivinedelivery.com, and, you know, look at some of her herbs and things, and you have your contact information there as well, don't you?
And I encourage them right now, while everything's not on the site, to just go on there. You can email me or you can just give me a call because my phone number is listed there. And I'll be available to talk to you, address your needs. And if it turns out you need a tea, be able to send that to you.
There it is. And see how easy that is, y'all? Now, you know, I know some of y'all are like, well, if you don't want to try, don't try it, you know. But as we say, we try and give you the opportunity to try different things and things that will help you. But, hey, that's on y'all. You know, I'm telling you it works for me. I know it works for me. So, it, you know, other than that, hey, it's good. The worst of me is it's all and then everybody else. So, you know, it's all good. It is all good.
Did maybe anyone out there have any specific questions of or needs that they may have that I could address while I'm here?
Let me put it out there again. All right, Ms. Bender, it says if y'all have any questions, anything y'all want to ask, the phone lines are open. Just give us a call, and you can ask her personally, 347-838-8622. And I see we do have a hand up, so let me bring them in. All right. Hello, 111. Who do I have here?
Good afternoon. Just the regular folks.
Well, hello, Mr. Beasley. How are you?
Just regular folks. I've been listening.
You have a question? You have a question, Ms. Bender?
I kind of pressed prematurely, but I can formulate a question. And I was curious, does she know something that works good for gallstones? Because I've already researched it on the Internet. And, in fact, I just drank some turmeric. Now, I don't know if turmeric is a herb. It's a spice, but I guess it comes from a herb. And I've been taking lecithin. And what cells have I been taking for it? Milk thistle.
Milk thistle, which is good for your liver also.
Right.
And your kidneys.
Right, okay. Right. And it's, and I've been avoiding the things that have caused the attacks in the past, and it works. But, I commend you. You're in a good field, and more people should be aware. My mother was, she wasn't an herbalist, but she was into herbs and to teas, and she always drank tea, I think because she enjoyed it, but there are teas for medicinal purposes, and that's a good thing. In fact, I drink a herbal tea for regular movements, and that's probably one of the best things the teas can be for.
And what do you drink for that? Do you use senna or
the name of the company is traditional. The name of the company is Traditional Medicines, and the name of this particular tea is called Smooth Move. I've been using Smooth Move for years. You drink Smooth Move at night, and you will have results in the morning. And it's not harsh. And it's a herbal tea.
Yeah, that typically has senna in it.
Exactly.
And that's an herb, an organic herb that I carry in my shop as
mm-hmm.
well. Another thing that's very beneficial, you mentioned that you have gallstones, and it's good to take your body through, you know, a cleansing process. And you mentioned that you're taking senna on a regular basis, which I personally don't recommend taking it on a regular, like, all-the-time basis. It's rather safe, but it's good to look at what's preventing your body from moving all the time, and then correct that issue, okay? That's important for you to look at in your...
Well, I'll go ahead and just say this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, another herb that you may find very beneficial in your regimen is dandelion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to help dissolve those gallstones. Doing a specific gallstone cleanse.
Okay. I haven't seen dandelion mentioned. This turmeric is supposed to do something to the liver that thins the bile. And if the bile is thinned, and the bile is what comes from your, that's what, well, you may know, the bile is what comes out of the liver and is secreted through the gallbladder. That helps to digest food, and that this turmeric is supposed to thin the bile, and when you thin the bile, it's not as murky in there in your gallbladder, and it's supposed to allow the gallstones to pass. I don't know if any have passed, but it's serious business because that's pain that you don't want to go through.
It is. If you contact me, I will, you know, with your email, I will send you instructions for a cleanse that will definitely help those gallstones to pass gently.
Oh, thank
because
you.
It's important to get that under control.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to, they have them in Chinatown in downtown Los Angeles, where they're herbalists, Chinese herbalists.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you go in there and you tell them what's bothering you, and they start pulling out roots and tree bark and branches from all these different jars. But no, the Chinese have been practicing and been using, you know, herbs as therapy for quite some time. And then they tell you to make this. You don't really even make a tea with them. Yeah, you boil the herbs, but you make a really, really concentrated thing.
Yeah.
Would you like me to tell you more
about the experience with that?
Please.
Okay, and this is more on the lines of what I do. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I've had an experience of going to see a Chinese herbalist. I'm from California.
I'm from California
so
too.
I'm from San Francisco. Where are
you
from?
I'm in the Bay Area now, but I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh wow, wonderful. What is this? A family talk line? It's a small world.
Actually it kind of is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe us. We see each other all the time, and we don't always get along, but we seem to be able to get over. We seem to be able to get over the problems we have with each other from time to time. So yeah, it's just like a family.
Oh, I feel reunited, and it feels so good.
All righty then.
So,
I'm gonna
okay,
play that
so
song
I've been
one day.
So I've been to the Chinese herbalist and
okay
in
Chinatown in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, in Chinatown and in Philadelphia.
Okay.
When I was able to travel there on engagement. Okay, and they pretty much do what I do, but the difference in between going to a Chinese herbalist and coming to see me is I explain to you the purpose of each herb you give me to blend, and I actually tell you what it is.
Yeah,
so,
Lord.
And what do you say?
No, I'm impressed because I think it was the Chinese that had been practicing, you know, this using herbs for ailments for
but
you
African,
know.
And that
okay.
is true. And the. Okay, the history of herbalism goes beyond the Chinese because Ayurveda has been practiced prior to the Chinese practicing, and prior to that, Unani medicine was practiced. So the tradition of herbal medicine goes very, very far, and the Chinese do have a very developed system. So I wouldn't discount any of their systems, and I study from all of them. Now, what I do for medicinal purposes, I teach my clients how to make their teas so that they're strong enough to consume for medicinal purposes. In Chinese medicine, typically they're going to give you a pile of herbs, and they're going to be broken down into little packages, and then you're going to soak it for 30 minutes, and then you're going to boil it for an hour, and then you're going to boil it for another 30 minutes or so, let that sit. You'll drink that, and it'll be really dark and very strong, and then you could add water once again and steep that. Basically, you can take that set of herbs two or three times during the day, right? With my blends, I've adapted them to work for our American palate. They'll be just as effective. So you would take the prescribed amount of herbs. You're going to boil them or steep them overnight and then strain, and then you're going to drink your tea throughout the day. Typically, because of the method that I use, my tea bags are specially made for my clients with linen, and I can talk to you more about the healing benefits of linen one day. But because of the special properties of my tea bags, they extract more properties of the herb, okay? So you're able to use less herbs and get the amount of tea that you're supposed to be able to drink for the day. I recommend that my clients drink 32 ounces of their tea, a day. And depending on what you're coming for, I may recommend more. But, yes, I do recommend drinking tea for medicinal purposes. They're looking at the way the Chinese drink your tea. It explains why their blends are effective. And so I teach my clients how to drink their tea in a very effective way as well. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, very good. You seem like you know your stuff. I wish you well. You're doing a good thing, and this is an interesting topic Mr. Talk chose. I'm glad he got you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Consider
adding dandelion to your regimen. And don't forget to send me your email so that I can send you some information about what to do about those gallstones.
Don't eat fatty food. That's the main thing.
Oh, boy. It's more to it than that. Trust me.
That's what seems to aggravate it.
Okay.
The thing is, I've had a few attacks over the past 5-6 years, and up until recently, I thought it was gas.
Okay.
I thought it was trapped gas. I even convinced the doctors that it was trapped gas.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because I said it's gas because it goes away. But then they took a sonogram or an ultrasound, whatever, and they see the big stones in there.
Okay. I'm glad that you were proactive and went to the doctor about it.
No, I went to the emergency room. I was going to cry.
Oh, my gosh. You had to go.
I was in tears.
Oh, wow. Poor thing. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's life in the big city. And I'm tough as nails, but I was in tears. I'm laughing now.
Oh, no. You said you laughed now. But you was crying then.
Oh, yeah. I hope. And it'll make me cry again. That stuff is no joke. It'll make you cry and brain go through all kinds of stuff. That's some of the worst pain I've ever experienced. And at any rate, wish you will keep doing what you're doing. You're in the right area. The Bay Area of people are into holistic cures and health. And I'm sure you'll have a lot of people to market to, at least locally.
Well, I live in Texas. So my area is a growing area, but, you know, I'm just getting out there. Hey,
so your market's worldwide. You're on the net, so you'll be fine.
I know. How awesome is that? Thank you. Thanks to Mr. Talk and you all. So I am eternally grateful for this chance to meet with y'all.
You'll
via
be fine.
The net.
When I run out of the stuff that I'm using now, I'll probably access your website and order from you.
That would be wonderful. I totally appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Well, you're getting some questions. That's good.
Yeah.
What part of the country are you in? If I missed it, pardon me.
Yeah, I'm in Killeen, Texas. That's about 40 minutes from Austin, or 40 minutes from Austin. Actually, my shop is in Harker Heights, Texas. I said Killeen because I live in Killeen, but my shop is in Harker Heights, Texas.
I wish you much success. We have some background noise here. I wish you much success with your business, and it's very interesting, the information you've been sharing.
All
you're
right,
inspiring.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're inspiring me to check into it in more detail.
Well, I'm glad I could do that. And if any of you are listening today, decide to check out my website or come for a private consultation or have a telephone private consultation, there's a cost associated with that. But if they mention Mr. Talk, then, you know, saying they heard from me from the Mr. Talk radio station, then I will automatically take $20 off of their consultation cost.
There it is, y'all. There it is. You can't beat that.
And that will be automatic. And that's
time for...
too. Go ahead.
Okay. I say, do you have time for another caller?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me bring Brother Lowe in. Okay, Brother Lowe, how are you doing today? You have a question for Ms. Bender?
Actually, I do. Hello, all. How's everyone doing?
Great.
We're doing
how are
wonderful,
you?
Sir.
I'm well, thank you. My question is, being that you're in the Killeen, Harker Heights, Fort Hood area,
yes.
Have you had any experience with military personnel that's still active or retirees or whatsoever, you know, because you have some people that are against taking those medications because, you know, you have some people that stay in the military or that get out and live near those installations. The question is, have you had much or many dealings with many service members?
Yes, I have. I have a lot of clients that are service members or retired that
uh-huh.
come to me for the reason you do. They come to me for several reasons. They come to me because I'm affordable, because I'm effective, and because I understand. I used to be a soldier myself. So I understand the lifestyle and everything that they go through. I understand their stress and the restrictions that they have to dealing with things. And because I don't take any insurances, I keep my prices affordable so that anyone can access my service. And I care. And so, therefore, I'm going to make sure that the blends are effective and that their regimen can fit into their lifestyle.
Right.
So, yes.
Okay, that's good because I know that there are a lot of service members that are active and former service members that are just, you know, actually against that medication altogether.
Yeah.
And so I was curious to know if you had clientele that also felt that way for that reason, those reasons.
Yeah, I do. I have clients that do feel that way and that they come and then we address their needs. And like I said, I always encourage them if they have, you know, if you have medical care, I encourage people to get proper diagnosis because since I can't diagnose anything.
Right.
But if you're, like, mm-hmm. for example, if your doctor gives you a diagnosis, I'm just making something up, okay, and says,
yeah.
okay.
Hey, Mr. John, you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, and you have an autoimmune disease, and you go into denial mode. I don't have none of this stuff. My grandma didn't have it. My pa didn't have it. I don't have it either. And you go into denial mode, and then you come and see me, and I ask you what's going on, and you're like, nothing. Nothing's really wrong. I just need a tea, and sometimes I feel dizzy. Then I could be thinking, does this person have vertigo? You know, it could be, you know, a confusing situation, right?
Right.
But if you come to me and you're like, you know what, I went to my doctor, and they said I have high blood pressure, I have diabetes, and I have an autoimmune disease, and, you know, these are the medications they prescribed me. And they even prescribed me this antidepressant. I will say, okay. And then I will look up and cross-reference everything your doctor prescribed you. I will look at the diagnosis. And then I'll basically, through that, I can get in coupled with the symptoms that you're actually having. Because I'm going to ask you about, well, what are you actually experiencing? How do you feel about the treatment plan your doctor gave you? And I'm going to look at what you're actually going through, meaning your emotional state, the physical things, things that happened a couple years ago versus what's happening in your life right now. So I'm going to look at all of those things, and then I'm going to make your tea. So it's important, as long as a person is open and honest with me, whether military or civilian, we can make something that's going to be effective. And they don't have to worry about, you know, okay, I don't want to tell her this because maybe this person, she's not going to work with me. I am very brave, and I'm always interested in taking on a new challenge. And I'm not afraid to talk to your doctor. So if someone has something serious going on and I need more information, I will ask for privacy release and ask, you know, if you would ask your doctor to be willing to speak to me on your behalf. And I will communicate with that doctor to make sure that your plan, the blend that I give you, will work well with your treatment plan, because my goal is always to see you healed and well and not dependent. But I also have to look at what your goal is.
Right. Okay. Well, all right. Thanks for the information.
You're welcome. Do we have any more questions?
Mr. Talk?
Hello?
Yeah, we're
I'm here where Mr. Talk
okay.
is.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead. I was just going to, I think that's Brother Lowe. Greetings, Brother Lowe.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yes. I don't know. Mr. Talk's probably doing something in the green room or something.
I'd like to give a word of advice to the herbalist, if I may.
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead.
You seem very nice, positive, and upbeat. You should stay away from Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. How does it? Oh, wow.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to ask. Now, how does he know that the information she just gave me isn't going to be beneficial?
Oh, you know how Mr. Beasley likes to do. He flips out on you once in a while. You know, that's the M.O.
Yeah.
Well, in life, sometimes you need to take, you got to take things with laughter.
That's one of them right there.
That's wonderful. I come from in my field, I run across lots of lovely people with different personality types. And I love them all, because I think that God made us unique and special in different ways. Some people are on this earth to make us more sharp. Some people are on this earth to make you evaluate what you're doing and why you're doing it. Some people, I mean, everyone's on this earth for a different purpose, and all the different personalities have their pros and cons. So thanks for calling in with that advice.
It was just a joke. They take me too seriously sometimes.
If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what was your background in the military? Were you in the field that you're in right now, as far as working at MEPS or anything like that?
No, sir. I was a generator mechanic, and I was airborne qualified.
Oh, okay.
So, do you know what that means? To be airborne? Yeah, I jumped out of airplanes, and I was a tomboy, and the president of the Better Opportunities for Senior Soldiers program. So I've always been an advocate for people. I've always been interested in doing what my peers were not doing, and it's all been part of my journey.
Right.
And what's really funny is when I got out of the military, I became a stay-at-home mom raising 7 kids. So life is funny sometimes that way. And I didn't see, and then this. So I didn't, like, see my journey turning the way it did. But God did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you have the right outlook, Jen.
Yeah,
7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Must
the three of the kids were three of the children were foster kids, and they were special needs. Now we have just our 4 at home. For a long time, we had 7 children at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought those might have been fertility herbs. So the stress herbs, the stress herbs were something that you used often, I suppose.
Yes, 10 minutes for mom was developed for me.
There you go.
So, yeah. And everybody needs to take the edge off sometimes. Now, speaking of taking the edge off, smoking, you know, drugs, that sort of thing. That was one of the reasons why I decided that it was important for me to learn what I do and learn it well, because since drug addiction was a part of my family past, I wanted that sort of thing to be as far removed from me and my children as possible. But in life, you know, we can get in denial about things and try to avoid them. But if you face your issues in life and then learn how to deal with them, it's much better. And that's, I guess, one of my philosophies, you know. I want my clients pretty much to come to me and just lay it all on the table. You know, be honest with yourself. And that's how I live. You know, everything's not perfect, and no one's perfect, and no one has a perfect life. But there's help and there's answers. As long as you decide to not be in denial, you know, there can be a solution. There can be help to whatever's going on. And so for me, it was like, okay, I didn't want to be on drugs one day. I didn't want to become an alcoholic one day. But I'm like, wait a minute. Why? What is the basic root of what's going on? You know, people have needs and they do want a way to cope with them. Okay, what's a healthy way to cope with these things in the meantime? Because if someone comes to me and they're like, I want to quit smoking, but I have a whole lot of stress, I can help them with that because I've been able to look at the reality of the situation, you know. So that's always important, is to remember to be honest with yourself and face what's going on.
Right. That's very true, because I know, you know, in a situation like you saying, as far as some men would have a problem, even something like, let's say, erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy came to you and he told you, you know, well, I have a problem. It's not as much of a problem as I think. I mean, as you would think, but, you know, it's just a little. And you never know. He could be telling a lie. He, you know, could have a very, very serious situation. But the part about, you know, the shamefulness or whatever, and, you know, not being honest about it, that could be a big issue as far as you actually helping him.
Yeah, that could be the difference between me pulling out the herbs that I hide because they cost too much to put in a regular blend, and I never change my prices based on the herbs, and me going giving you the whole jar of it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, that's why it's important to be honest. Like, for example, if I can get the job done as caffeine-free herbs, then, by golly, I'm going to get the job done with caffeine-free herbs because that's what's best for you. But if there's a particular circumstance where caffeine is required, then in that circumstance, I'm going to pull out the caffeine, but only when it's required. And that's the same thing with erectile dysfunction type herbs or sensitive situations. You know, there's lots of ways if something is light where I can get the job done, the lesser endangered herb. But then there's other situations where someone might come to me with a severe situation and I want to go to the more specific, maybe endangered herb, and I know I can only get this herb once a year and I can only get a little bit of it. So it's always important for a person to be open and honest.
Right. Well, there was a guy I heard on another show named Dr. Truman Bursch, and I think I'm saying his name correctly, and he's a herbologist. And you had the government going after him and his practice and everything because he wasn't charging people. He wasn't charging people, and they were actually, you know, both of them on the bottom. They were actually showing people how to live better, and people had ailments or whatever, and he wound up helping them with ailments they had for years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And taking them, and those people were coming off of that medication that they had. And so ultimately, like I said, you know, the government was coming after them in a sense.
Yeah, in my field, it's a very fine line because it's not real. You can't be licensed technically because I'm not a medical doctor, right?
Right.
And what happened, here's a prime example. I was helping a client pro bono with an issue, but he lived in a retirement home, okay? Now, I was just volunteering at this retirement home not as a herbalist, just as a citizen that wants to volunteer somewhere.
Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
I don't know what's going on with this stuff today.
Well, the
go ahead.
I was working with this I was working with all the residents, not as an herbalist, but just as a citizen. Come talk to them, push them around in their wheelchair, play games, make sure they're comfortable and happy. Well, one of the residents was sitting in a corner one day looking really bad, looking really sad. So I went over and I'm like, and I talk to this guy every day. And I'm like, what's going on with you? And he's like, well, they want to cut my toe off. And I don't think that it should be cut off. And they haven't tried anything to help me. And, I mean, he went on into his story, and I was like, well, then my brain kicks in. I know what we could do about that, you know? But I was like, okay, I'm not here as an herbalist right now. I'm just here as a citizen. So he talked to me, and he was like, if you can help me in this 10-day period before they cut it off, I'd really appreciate it. Just do something so I don't have to go through this by myself. And so,
mm-hmm.
Of course, the person that I am, I did. And I never charged him anything, okay? Now, his condition began to improve. And so when the day came that he was scheduled to maybe get the amputation or to get the final diagnosis, he asked his doctor if they would allow me to come to the visit and if he could ask some other questions about other options in care. And I had given him, you know, some information that he should consider, but totally said, you got to ask your doctor about that. Well, the doctor refused to talk to me and told the guy that if he needed a second opinion that he wouldn't see him. All right?
Huh.
Okay, well, the guy was like, well, if you don't have time to see me before you chop my foot off, then maybe I should reschedule it until you do have time to see me. Okay? Because one of the excuses the doctor gave was that he didn't have time. Well, okay, this was the gentleman's decision. Well, the doctor decided that I guess he was disrespected or he didn't have to take that from a patient. And so he canceled, basically they canceled his foot amputation and called the nursing home. The nursing home then told me that I was no longer allowed to visit any of the residents because surely it was my fault for giving this man information and hope. And then they reported, and then they reported me to the medical board, the Texas medical board, who is currently doing an investigation. So, I mean, now I never charged him any money. As a matter of fact, all the products that I used with him, I just bought it myself. You know, I did everything myself. I never charged him a cent. So really, I don't know what they could possibly do. They basically the investigation came to a halt when they realized I didn't get any financial gain from helping him. But the point is that we as herbalists and physical health practitioners, we always have to be careful in what we do because there is always someone watching, and maybe may not be happy with the fact that someone just lost about $10,000 by not cutting off his foot, you know, that nursing home was like, yeah, we're going to try to reschedule. We're going to reschedule this appointment as soon as possible, you know. And so basically what they stand to gain from him getting the amputation, maybe they stand to, I'm not going to even go ahead and discuss that right now, but basically we do have to be careful. And I personally, I mean, I like to see everyone well. I'm not always, you know, concerned about the financial aspect of it. I guess that's why it's good to have a husband or a secretary or someone else to handle those things. Because my goal in life is just to see people healed and well. And it's hard to draw the line and say, okay, I can't help this person because they live in an institution or something like that. Because I really want to tell people what they can do to help themselves. And when there's a situation that I don't know what to do, I take my time to study and research because there's always an answer.
I like that. There's always an answer. You know, that's one of the best answers I think anyone can ever give. There's always an answer. You know, just depends on how willing you are to look and find it, research for it. There's been a discussion going on. There's a discussion going on in the chat room, Ms. Bender, and I'm just going to ask you. Bible Truth by Benny wants to know, are you a Christian?
I am a Christian. I'm a born-again believer. I believe that God made all of the herbs, and he made the whole earth and everything therein. And Ezekiel tells us that the fruit shall be for meat or medicine, and the leaf shall be for medicine. When basically I feel that God called me to do what I do. Long time ago when I began my study and my interest in herbs, I clearly heard the Lord say that he wanted me to demystify it for his people, his beloved. And I believe that his beloved is every human being on this earth, irregardless to our religion, because God didn't create religion. He created human beings, mankind, okay? And he created the herbs to be just, this is my opinion, he created the herbs and the food that we consume to be just as unbiased as he is, you know? So ashwagandha, the herb, don't care if I'm a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or a Gentile. It has a function, and it's going to work the way it was created to work. Your McDonald's hamburger does not care if you are a Christian, Jew, a Gentile, or a Buddhist or a Hindu. It has a function not to work as food because it has no nutritional value. So, in that respect, I believe that as a believer in God and someone who loves God and believes in having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that I'm required to be just as unbiased as his creation is.
Can I ask a question?
Nice answer. I like that. Hold on for a minute, Lo. Hold on for a minute, because there's a couple of more here I need to get out. They've been going all day long. Chef Rob wants to know, where's the recipe book, and do you do cooking demos and with a professional chef like himself? And somebody wants to know, Corndog 5 wants to know, how do you feel about hemp oil?
About what? Hemp.
H-E-M-P oil.
Oh, hemp oil. Okay,
yeah.
I will start there. I'm in love with hemp oil, okay? Now, I take hemp oil almost daily as a supplement, not in a pill form, but in the actual form. And it's great to use in salad dressings, in any raw application. It tastes really good, but it's good for your brain. And that coupled with a little bit of kelp powder, the kelp gives it kind of like a saltiness. And so and the kelp is good for the thyroid. And the hemp oil is good for your brain. So they're a very great combination to use. I feel great about hemp oil. I recommend people use it all the time. I don't have a cookbook, but since I'm working on my website, I'll go ahead and put a tab for recipes and what teas you can use for the recipes, and I would be glad to do some cooking demos for you or with you, and maybe even some picture examples on how to use the tea and cooking, because it's really exciting to cook with tea.
All right. See, that's all you had to do was ask. Now y'all know. Mr. Lowe, you had a question. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead with your question.
No. I didn't have a question for the guest. I had a question for Benny. Well, what did that have to do with anything?
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, that didn't have it. That was beside the point. We're here to talk about healthiness. Not here to talk about one's preference.
Oh, well, hemp
that
oil.
That is true.
Hemp oil is about healthiness.
No. When Bible supposed truth, Benny asked you about your faith.
I think it's one and the same.
I guess. I mean, you can have a doctor in there. That's some hideous butchering on you all the same. So, you know. That's just the way I see it. I mean, if he had a question about his thyroid, then that's one thing. I mean, you know, your spirituality shouldn't have had any play in that. If you said off top that, hey, I'd rather see people healed as opposed to being worried only about making money, that should have told him right then and there that, you know, you do have some type of care about yourself.
Yeah,
all right, hold on. I have another question coming to you from Lisa. All right, welcome to the show, Lisa. You got a question for Ms. Bender?
Yeah, quick question. I was going to say, when should someone start drinking tea? Like, say, for instance, if someone is overweight or if someone's a smoker, would that even help them if they drink the tea, or should they try on their own to lose weight and stop smoking and then try herbal tea?
I would say it's best for them to come to me in the beginning of their journey, because I'm going to help them make it easy.
Uh-huh. Oh, that makes sense.
You know, and also too, to go ahead.
Oh, and also, too, me, I'm a sugar person, but could you put just a little bit of honey in the teas if they're a little bitter, or would that totally dilute the tea?
No, I recommend raw honey. I actually carry a variety of different raw honeys, and then they all taste different, but raw honey has a lot of added benefits to it.
And
when you guys have more time, I can talk to you about the difference between raw honey and regular honey. But basically, raw honey has a lot of added vitamins and minerals that are actually good for your liver and that are good for you versus processed honey. And so, yes, all my clients, they can either drink their tea straight or use raw honey.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
And for cravings, did you mention you have cravings?
Yeah, sometimes my problem is sugar.
Okay, so my clients that are in my weight loss program, I make them a mixture of herbs that they keep in their purse for an emergency. And they take a small pinch of these herbs and they chew on it, and it tastes good, and it takes their cravings away.
She's got a lot of problem with sugar. Nobody's ever accused her of being sweet. Right, lady?
Oh.
Wait a minute.
No, they
all right,
Joe,
that's Lisa.
Be sweet. No.
Oh, it's Lisa? Oh, I'm sorry. Damn, I
thought it was Lisa.
Who did Joe think
that
was?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you actually got me confused. Oh, Joe. Okay,
I just got in, I figured it sounded like Miss Lady, so I figured let me put in the jab.
But can Miss Linda finish, please?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome, Joe. Thank you. Go ahead, Marquia.
Oh, no, that's all I was going to say. When you take the cravings tamer, you take a pinch of that, you eat it, and basically it'll either take the craving away or you eat it after you eat something that you don't want to crave later, and then you won't crave it later. And that's part of my weight loss package. I make sure my clients have the craving tamers with their tea.
Oh, I've got it.
And I teach them how to eat, so that's going to make losing weight easier. Go ahead.
Have you ever
and
heard
after of, Joe, I have a question, Mr. Talk after Joe.
Have you ever heard of carnivore?
Okay.
Yeah, meat eater.
No. I'm not talking about the animal. There's a either an herbal remedy or some sort of alternative medical remedy that's supposed to help out with destroying cells that are breaking down the body, but leaving the normal healthy cells alone. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is that a product?
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure if that's the generic name or if that's the same name as the product. I know that's the name of the product, Carnivore, but I don't know if it's if they're using the name of the generic product, the original product itself.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
Because that sounds interesting. I'll just say it sounds interesting,
yes.
But I don't know what that product would be.
Well, do you have anything similar to that, something which you can take that would attack the cells that are actually doing damage to the body but leaving the healthy cells alone so that there aren't any repercussions?
You mean as far as cancer is concerned?
Cancer or any other type of serious malady, yeah.
Okay, basically what you do as an herbalist is you want to cleanse the lymph nodes. And basically Yellow Dog does that.
Okay. Are you into chelation?
Huh?
Do you like chelation?
Chelation?
Yeah, the ridding of the body of toxic metals, chelation.
Oh, chelation, yes.
Oh, okay.
And so there's several herbs that I would put together in a chelating formula that would do that. But one thing that you could add to your diet today without even seeing me is fresh cilantro.
Okay.
It's
thank
fresh
you.
Cilantro.
You say fresh cilantro?
And, fresh cilantro. You buy that, try to get it organic, and you add it to, like, the end of, like, if you made a soup, you add it to the end of the process. Don't cook it too much. Or I tell my clients to put it in just regular distilled water. I get you a pitcher. Put roll over the cilantro and the parsley. You can use parsley too for this. Roll over it a little bit with your rolling pin so it crushes, like gets bruised. And then you put it in a pitcher. You take a lemon or a lime. You cut it in half, squeeze it in the water, put the skin in there as well. Put water on, put a lid on, put that in the refrigerator, and you drink on that as often as you remember for hydrating purposes. It's going to be alkaline, it's going to have a lot of minerals, and it's going to help chelate heavy metals out of your body.
Okay, thanks.
And it's going to give you iron, help get rid of headaches, all kinds of things.
Oh, I can get rid of Eric? Good.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man.
No, you can't.
Two questions for I have two. First of all, ma'am, you definitely presented yourself and your product very well today.
Oh, I got shot.
Thank you.
Hello? I heard Joe laughing. I can't talk. Ma'am, did you hear me?
I can hear you.
Right, because Joe was in the background. Yes, I have two questions for you. My first question is a product question. What do you have, real quick, what do you have to treat arthritis, to increase our stretching, and something to detoxify the body, just a regular clearing of the system? That's my first question.
I have a joint health formula and a detox formula. And in the joint health, we have ginger, marshmallow, and slippery elm, and horsetail. And then we would go with yellow dock, milk thistle, and burdock root, and dandelion. That combination will do what you just said.
All at once, the bones and the detoxification.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would recommend you drink bone marrow soup. I can tell you about that on another day.
Okay, bone marrow soup. Okay. And my another question is this. Now, this is coming to sticky, and you guys went over this, and it's kind of a combination of what you were saying about how the medical examiners were putting pressure on you, and back to what Joe was saying. We had a case about Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs had cancer, and he wanted to go with this herbal remedy-type treatment, and he says he doesn't want to go with the traditional doctors. He thinks the doctors are wacko, they're crazy, they just want to mess with his body, he doesn't do with radiation. So he knew he had the cancer, and he just kept on going with herbal, didn't get better. By the time he went to the doctor to get treatment, aggressively treatment, it was too late. So my question is to you, and as we were speaking earlier, as you, where do you draw the fine line and you come at, and where's your responsibility that says, hold up, this is not working, maybe you should go and get an aggressive treatment some other way. Now, like Bible Benny's saying, I know what this question is about these herbals. He thinks, you know, some people can pray to God, and the God will heal them of their ailments. They don't have to buy herbal remedies for something. But everything is all together, right? But where do you draw the fine line of saying, hey, up, you need to take this form to pray, ain't going to help, or you need to stop taking this form and you need to go aggressively, go to a doctor? Because that's where we get sticky situations in our society. That's all I just want to ask, man.
That's a good
How do you,
question.
You know, figure that out?
I personally, I believe in
Okay, she got cut off.
Yeah, she's probably traveling. So hopefully she don't lose a signal, because if she lose the signal, that's going to be it.
If I have
wow.
one more question for
yeah.
her, that won't take very long.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know, if we can't get her back, then we'll try and get her back another day.
Okay.
You know, she's...
Well, maybe somebody else might know it. I'll ask it now. Does anybody know, have any any herbal remedy or any kind of natural remedy for bad breath?
Brushing
your teeth?
Some people use cloves.
And I've heard of parsley, too. How effective is this? Is there anything that's effective?
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard of parsley, too.
Yeah, because I bought some Altoids the other day. It was the first time I bought them. and they have this sorbitol in there, an ingredient that acts like a laxative. So I'm not taking any more.
Yeah, I think it's your body. Don't be talking about that Altoid.
No, I looked it up on the net. The ingredient is sorbitol, and it it's known for having a laxative effect. And let me tell you, it did.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And it did, huh?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Yes.
So I don't want to carry around some toxic, unless it's good. That's a good treatment.
Carry it around in a little pack or something,
This parsley is fresh, and it might get spoiled after a while. So I want something which is more permanent.
Not if you're putting it in your mouth. Anyway, oh my. Man, telling you, that was a lot of good information that she put out there. You really, and you'd be surprised. You'd really be surprised. So I hope it helps someone. And as you say, if you contact her and you mention the show, you get $20 off your consultation fee. And, that's good. Yeah, that's really good. So,
Did she say when her website would be up and running?
I went through her website.
Well, it's up and running right now, but she's just adding stuff to it. So sometimes you may go to it and it may not be up and running, but it's up and running and she's working on it.
Hey, yeah, I got the Zoom.
And for those that's listening, the website is www.mydivinedelivery.com. Okay? And like I say, it's a beautiful website. It really is. So y'all get a chance to talk it out. Work with her, all right?
I would imagine.
She is a veteran. She is a woman. And she is African-American, okay? So she got all those things going for her. Now, go ahead, Joe.
I would imagine you went to her to get some kind of stress relief. What does she recommend for relieving stress, for relaxation, other than meditation?
Yeah, see, you'd have missed all that. You'd have missed all that.
All right, so
you'd have missed all that, Joe. But, basically what she says, it depends on exactly what are you, what are you looking for? I mean, because what you just said is basically generalized.
Yeah,
but
sure.
When you get to it, what exactly are you looking for? And then she would, match the herbs as far as what you're looking for.
Well, something like, as you said, something very general, something very mild, so that you can just, if you want to sit at your PC or sit in your office and you don't want to get distracted and you just want to relax,
Right.
So I was looking for maybe something like that.
Go to a website and hit her up and she'll tell you, do what you need. I mean, like she said, she ships it to you and everything. So, of course, now let's get this right. Don't think it's going to be free, okay? just looking like, no, it's not free, all right? Healthy living costs money. And I'm just going to put that out there, okay?
Yeah.
But mention you heard her on the show, and you get your little discount.
Well, that sounds good.
All right, is there anything else? Yeah, I know, doesn't it? I love that. All right. So we're going to try and get her on the show again another day. Who knows? Maybe we make her a weekly guest, just to update some things. But that's it about me. Anybody got any last words before we get up out of here?
No, just another good show as usual. Yeah.
Well, thank you,
ma'am. Yeah, and I listened yesterday. I was surprised to hear Perry Steele. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, Perry's back?
Yeah, he did run by yesterday.
Yeah. So, always a good show. If I don't call in, like I said, I usually, just tune in and listen. So.
Wow. Well, thank you, Lisa. And, keep listening. Are appreciated.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and I listen to the archive, too, if I can't listen live.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I love it. I love it. Let me give you some applause. The potion. The potion that I'm talking about. But all right. I'm going to get up out of here. Joe, you want anything you got to say?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. You're good? All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, y'all, is going to be a doozy. The Spies Among Us.
Now, that sounds good.
Yeah. The Spies Among Us. So if you want to know what it's about, you got to tune in.
Uh-oh, I think I feel some debates coming on tomorrow.
That's right. Co-host, you there?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Any final words before we get up out of here?
I really enjoyed the presentation. I missed a lot of it because of the storm that was passing through here. I kept losing and so forth. But I want to thank Bender, and I'm looking forward to her coming back again. And greetings to everyone that I didn't get to greet.
All right. Well, thank you. And you're going to get out there and get out that storm. You know, usually in Florida, when one comes through, there's another one right behind it. So, you know, go on and get the other one.
Light spirit here.
Yeah, go ahead and handle that. And I'll talk to you later on this evening.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Well, you're welcome. All right, y'all. Once again, we'd like to thank Ms. Bender for stopping by and sharing some information with us. You know, she is an herbalist, she is a veteran, she is a woman, and she's African-American. You can't ask for more than that, right? Right. Once again, if you want to go to her website, it's www.mydivinedelivery.com. And yes, Benny, she is a Christian, all right? let's see. I don't think there's – Chef Rob has a website he would like for y'all to take a look at. It'll be on my Facebook page as well for the show. It's www.facebook.com/International African American Foundation. All right, that's it. www.facebook.com/pages/International African American Foundation. So that's Chef Rob. Y'all go by and you check that website out as well. And don't forget, you got any suggestions, guests you may want to have on the show or what have you, send it to me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Stop by the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson @facebook.com. Or let's see, anything else I missed? I think that's about it. Or send me a message right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we get messages there too. But once again, keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with an open heart. Make sure you have forgiven yourself before you can forgive anyone else. And learn to laugh at yourself. Because if you can't laugh at yourself, there's no way in heck you can laugh at anything else or anyone else. All right? So with that being said, y'all have a good one tomorrow. 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Me and my co-host, Sister Ngoni, I'll see y'all tomorrow. We are out of here.